Daryl, that feels like a really disappointing way to start the calendar year today.
Shocking, really, to be honest with you. Shocking day to start the calendar year. And what a bad 7 days, if I'm honest with you. We lose three games in the 7 days off the back of winning four. We lose our best player for the rest of the season in an injury in training. One of our better players in Rory Holden. It's been a real bad week. Apologise for that, to be honest with you. The performance today wasn't good enough. We was miles off it, to be honest. Best team won, second. We were second out there. We looked a mixture of players that needed a little bit of a breather, a mixture of players that were lacking a little bit of match fitness. And now we've got to reassess and reevaluate for the next 2 weeks and make sure after this two-week period that we get the right rest into certain players. Me and my staff will be working hard on the work that we need to do with those players and making sure that we get it a lot better than what's been a real disappointing week for us. You know, there's no hiding away from that fact, and there's no hiding away from that was a very, very poor performance from us, which sums up the week.
Offensively, didn't really seem to get going today.
No, we don't. You know, Wes has had a quiet game, but he's been playing well. But then, you know, that's the piece that missing piece of a jigsaw that we're missing a little bit. But we got to be a lot better there. We can't use that as an excuse. We didn't look like creating anything of note. Plenty of hustle and bustle at times, but the better team won on the day.
But at 1-0, you were always still in it, weren't you? And you Wes had a chance at the keeper, Josh.
It took us 35 minutes to get a ball down, didn't it? You know, like, and play. You know, it took us too long to get the ball down and play. You want players to step up to the plate. Is you know, Carlisle very much a very good second ball team with high energy, and to combat that, once you've matched that, you've got to get the ball down and play. And certainly so many sloppy passes, going too long, players not making the right angles. There's a mixture of things today where that didn't work for us, and we'll go away, watch the video. Like I said, we've got to make sure we use these 2 weeks very, very well. Like I said, this team's capable of going on them winning runs, but it's also, like I said to you before, it's capable of going on those losing runs, and it's been a frustrating week.
How badly would you rate this performance in terms of the season, though?
You know, this and Cheltenham, the shockers.
Yeah.
You know, for me, real bad performances, nowhere near the standard that we set ourselves. And they set themselves, you know, they're an honest bunch of lads. They know they're miles off there. And we've got to, like I say, just keep going back to it. Now that 2 week period comes up, nothing I can do about today. And all I can do myself and my staff now is get working away with the players, which we will do. That's what we're about. Get working away and making sure that when we come back here in a couple of weeks against Oldham, we're a hell of a lot better.
Some managers and players really want to get going and get a result in maybe 3 or 4 days later, but is this a blessing, the 2 weeks off, would you say now?
I think it does. I think it comes at a good reset. I think you know, potentially going to have a look at the market, the free loan market. We're going to have to look at something, because Rory's going to be a big miss for us, for the balance of the team and whatnot. And one or two players are not stepping up to the plate or showing me anywhere enough to get an opportunity to step up the plate. So we might have to have a look at that sort of market to freshen things up a little bit. And I think that'll help the group as well, to a certain extent, help the group. But we'll have to see what we can do. There's no promises. Like I said before, we've got a lot to talk about, a lot to organise. And the proof will be in the pudding come the next time we step on the pitch.
So we're looking at Holden not playing again before May now?
He's going to need surgery. So the surgery, depending on how good it'll be, is 10 to 12 weeks. But that's, you know, that's what we've got, 16 weeks of the season from our next game. That's 10 to 12 weeks of probably even coming back into training, and it could be longer than that, 12 to 16. It's depending on how the surgery goes. So I think we have to get in our heads. If he gets back before the start of this, before the end of the season, it's a bonus. If not, we'll be without him.
Final question from me. I mean, we're into new year now, 2021. You've won promotions with Salisbury, Bristol Rovers as well. What qualities do you need to see from this squad now to ensure maybe Walsall are in the top seven?
A lot better today. I think we've shown it in glimpses, but in a few games, I think got to be more ruthless with the pens as well, which we made us a little bit higher up in the league. But it's all if, buts and maybes, and we don't want to be saying that. We don't want to be saying we've got 24 games to go, plenty of points to play for, but we have to come out a new team in that 2 week period after this shocking 7 days.
Thank you, Daryl.
Cheers.
Losing a player like Holden as you have, is that a challenge if you can't bring someone in, that the rest of them have now got to try.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. And it's no excuse in this performance, but he is a key to the clog of the areas on the pitch. That, you know, I think everybody will see what he actually gives us and brings to us. And he gives us that calmness and composure in the final third. He brings our other forward-thinking players into play. We look a lot better team with him in the team. But he's not in the team. We have to reassess, reevaluate where we're going in these next couple of weeks to see if we can get somebody of that sort of ilk or something along those lines in the free market, and see how we go along.